We're gonna see.
You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on The Word of Truth Revealed.
You put a phone in the hands of a girl, she can talk to somebody in Africa. Not just somebody down the street, somebody in Africa. She don't know. Familiar spirits, monitoring spirits. So if you're spiritual, they can be spiritual. Oh my God, that man speak my language. And all of a sudden, you what? Filleted open. I'm preaching the truth up in here, and you act like you don't know what's up. Get your head together so we can remain authentic.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Staying Authentic After Becoming. Today, Bishop will be teaching from John chapter 15, verses 1 through 4.
You've watched me when I was, many of you joined the church, I was in my 30s when you joined, and now I'm in my 60s. And you've watched me grow as a leader. You've watched me change. I had no gray hair when you met me. And now I'm sporting a nice beard that's trimmed up and even got some swag with me. So you watch me grow. You've seen the good, bad, and ugly. Come on, Clint Eastwood. You've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. You already know I'm coming down. I'm rolling. I'm bowling strikes. I don't care about what people think about me. I'm not caught up with that. I'm not even afraid to cry. I don't believe like I'm less than a man if I shed a tear. I don't have to walk out the room so nobody see me cry. I work and well. I'll cry and still preach. The crying ain't gonna stop me from doing what I need to do. So you watch me grow like that. You watch me raise kids. You watch us raise other people's kids. You watch me do what I do. You see me marry 7,500 people. You see me bury 200. You watch me go through all kind of emotional changes. You watch me do that. You watch people come into my life and then they leave. You watch people get closer and then they're gone away. And never say bye. They need to listen to Michael Jackson. They never should say goodbye if they connect with me. Never can say goodbye. I get a lot of byes. Bye, bye, ciao, bye. I deal with it. You've already seen me go through these changes, and you're seeing me develop into a polished version, but you're seeing me develop into a more mature one. I got some experience and some history. If you get around me, you'll start seeing it. Like, how do you dive into a situation? How do you deal when two women are pulling a child, both of them saying the child is mine? How do you know? Wisdom says, put the word on that. Lay the sharp sword of the word right on the flesh of the baby. And then the real mother will stop talking about what they want. The real mother will say, you know what? For life, I'm willing to give up rights. Who does that today to say for what's right? So life will be extended. I don't need to have my way. That's really the wisdom of God that comes out of that. For life to be extended, I don't have to have my rights. Who's willing to do that? And if we can get there, that's the real score. That's the real touchdown. That's the real basket. That's the real championship. That I don't have to have my way as long as all of us win. Oh my God. So when we deal with authenticity, let's go deeper. Not only should God help us to develop, but he wants to know what I develop, will it remain? Will it last? You It's one thing to grow, it's another thing to stay grounded. It's one thing to grow, it's another thing to stay planted or grounded. It's one thing to elevate, it's another thing to keep your feet in the soil. It's one thing to reach a level, it's another thing to have the stability to remain there once you get there. It's one thing to reach a level, layers, then levels, but can you sustain it once you get there? In this series, I believe God is putting something in my soul to explore what it takes to stay rooted, what it takes to stay established. What does it take to stay aligned with God long after the moment of your elevation? After the moment has passed, after you got promoted, what do you do the next week? After you get what you've been dreaming to get, after you reach the Dallas Cowboys, 21, 22-year-old, you dreamed about it. What do you do after the first game? They just gave you $350,000. Another's coming next month. $350,000 in your account. And another dispatch of that is coming next month. What do you do with all of that money? The Bible says if you're faithful over a few, you'll be ruled over many. But if you're not faithful over a few, I'm already going to tell you what you're going to do. You will not be faithful over the much. You learn these principles in church, but you're not listening because you're not faithful over the 50,000. But you dream about having a million, but what would a million do if you had access to it? What if you got a drug problem? What if you got a lust problem? What would you do if you had that kind of money? You can fly to Paris and nobody will know it. You can hook up and nobody would see you. What do you have in place? God is trying to make us authentic, but what do you do after you become authentic and he puts you on a shelf where everybody can see you now? This is where we are as a church, and I'm willing to walk with you through it. I'm growing as well. It's about becoming, but it's also about remaining. So I became a pastor, but can I remain one? If you become a songwriter or a musician, can you remain one? If you become a leader of the ministry, can you hold it down? If you got a position in the ministry, you're sitting at the table, can you lock it down? Can you say, not through my gate? I'm the center through here. I'm going to make sure things are taken care of. If you're entrusted with a key, give me a key. Give me a key. Give me a C. Give me a D. Give me a key. Hit it. Get on up, get up, get on up, get up, get on up, get up, get on up, get on the scene, get on up, get up, get on up. If we get you to get on up, what you gonna do with all of this power and everybody watching you get on up? When they're now following your deeds, where are you gonna lead them? Are they doomed for hell? Because we can't just follow what we see. We got to follow the true authenticity. What makes you who you are? This is where we're going as a church, as parents. Stop expecting your kids to focus for 8 hours and you can't focus for 30 minutes. They better get good. They'll graze right or you'll kill them. I can't get you to focus in church. You sending notes. I can't get you to take a note down, but they're supposed to learn everything. They only 8 years old. You got old stripes. You've been in this thing, old coons, old zebras. can't even focus with me. Y'all ready to go to churches where the preacher woos you and tell you how wonderful things are and you're going to make it. You got to get through your stuff and you living like hell from Monday to Saturday. You smoke more ganja than we pay tithes. Everybody got a marijuana card, even gummies. It changes perspective. I can tell it changes your perspective. You're too laid back with your mind on your money and your money on your stuff. You got to get your head together. You're not supposed to be laid back when you're a young man. You're supposed to be aggressive, going for your goals, going for your faith. Girls walking around in the midst of men don't even have any shame. Just walking around like you've been there, done that, seen it, experienced it. They're watching stuff that we never would dream of watching when they 12. Full movies and y'all playing games with me. When they want to wear hot pants, they seen them off. They seen the pants off. That's what it means. You playing games with me. We're living in desperate times. Oh my God, we need a desperate message. Glory to God. Listen, if you listen to what I'm saying and go in the back room and start dealing with your own families, I won't have to preach like this. But you caught up. You caught up with reels. And I believe God wants us to get to the authentic ways. Listen, church ain't what it used to be. The world is not the same. You put a phone in the hands of a girl, she can talk to somebody in Africa. Not just somebody down the street, somebody in Africa. She don't know. Familiar spirits, monitoring spirits. So if you're spiritual, they can be spiritual. Oh my God, that man speak my language. And all of a sudden you what? Filleted open. I'm preaching the truth up in here and you act like you don't know what's up. Get your head together so we can remain authentic. So I did this morning, I took the word authentic and then dealt with the sequel, which is remain, which was the first point. And it's an acronym for being rooted, established, matured, aligned, intended, intentional, and nourished. So the acronym for remain, and we're going to deal with each one of those. Each one of those is a message that he's given me. So I'm going to deal with being rooted. I'm going to deal with being established. I'm going to deal with being mature, not perfect, because some of us got a perfectionist spirit. That means we get disappointed real easy when we see ignorance. That's the caveat to perfection. Like when we see ignorance, oh my God, they need to. And what we have to do is learn how to just work with it. We're not looking for perfection. What we're looking for is maturity. That is to be able to manage it well. Manage it well. And then we got alignment. Aligned. That's the A in remain. The I is intentional. Live the intentional life. That's why I love that song. All things are working for my good. Come on, Travis Green. He's intentional. Never. That's right. I love that song. Actually, when he came and was introduced in T.D. Jakes' leadership conference a few years ago, I went over there, of course, and Keith Miller and I were sitting in the back of this wonderful auditorium in Orlando. Man, it was beautiful. We were getting ready to go. And people were ready to go, and so he brought in Travis Green, and he did the session. He started singing that song. This is before it became big, right? And he was playing his guitar, and we were kind of looking around like, who is this guy? He talked funny. You know, all things are working for my good. He's intentional. it wasn't really exciting because Marvin Sapp had just finished and he was doing his thing, man. Marvin said, and he was just hitting all of these curly cues, right? He was hitting them. And all of the Japanese people and the Chinese people that were sitting around us, they were just looking at Marvin Sapp. But when that young man started singing, I'm watching the nations of the world. They stood up. Jace couldn't see him from the stage. I'm looking. Then they started dancing. Chinese people, they started dancing. Japanese people, people from Africa, they was just dancing with him. Just, they had no rhythm. It wasn't like they were choreographing. It was just organic dance. I said, this is what heaven looks like? And the boy just kept singing, all things are working for my good. The Holy Ghost fell up in there, man. The Holy Ghost fell up in there. He's intentional. Never failing. Then he said, and the whole stadium was singing with it. And that's what I want to preach. God is intentional. That there's nothing that happens by accident. He knows what he's doing. When he doesn't let somebody speak to you, he knows what he's doing. When he allows your feelings to get hurt, he knows what he's doing. When he doesn't allow to give you the promotion, he knows what he's doing. He's preparing you for what's coming. You've got to learn how to trust God. And the end is for nourished. He feeds us with food that's convenient for us. In Proverbs 30, the writer of the psalm say, I'm brutish. I don't know. I don't have much knowledge. I've never been trained. Who is he that ascends into the heavens? Who is the one that created the universe? Who is the one that lays out the sea? What is his name? Then he says, and what is his son's name? If you can tell me. Because he says, I'm Brutus, but I know if whoever it is that worked out this, created the universe, he would not leave himself without offspring. He always has a future. And when you start understanding nourishment, you got to understand God nourishes us not just to satisfy craving. But when he gives you nutrients, he's thinking about your future. So you will remain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Then he said, feed me with food that's convenient for me. If I eat too much, I'll get proud. But if you give me too little, I'll steal. And this is what we need to get. Hallelujah. Don't tell me what you won't do. If you start starving in an area of your life, you will compromise. You've got to come real with yourself. And stop acting like you're superhuman. And be real with God. And if you need help, ask for it. Glory to God. Man, help me, Jesus. My God. The second point that I made is being built to last. And I ended it here. I'm still trying to get past this knowledge here. But we all need the same teaching, right? Built to last. Sustainability and leadership is important. It's sustainability in leadership and in life. Because let me just help you all. All of us are leaders to some capacity. Whether you know it or not, you may be leading the blind. What I mean by that, or in the blind, There are people who are following you and you don't know it. They see you from a distance. Have you ever seen a person walk in a room, say a female, and everybody turn to look at her? When a real woman walks in a room, it'll make men straighten up. Listen to what I'm saying, right? So I like the real women here because it makes our men. They may send you messages after the service, but they straighten up when they're around me. Real women walk in the room, they greet you. They help you up the steps. That's what happens. Now, you come up there, you're going to stand at the bottom of the step. Y'all, I'm diva. Listen, get lost with all of that. All you got to do is be a lady, and we will treat you like a lady. Hey! We'll treat you like one if you act like one. You stand at the bottom now, you want to be diva now, you can walk up yourself. I do appreciate the way the men work. We try to help everybody. But when ladies step up, man, men act right. If that man don't act right, when a real lady steps up, you need to let him go. If they're a man now. If they don't care, that means they're uncircumcised. You shouldn't be dealing with them anyway. They can't feel nothing. You got a lady around you, why are you all acting crazy? If she spend time in the mirror to make sure she look right before she come out, why are you acting crazy? If she's a thinker, why are you acting crazy? We want that. That's what I'm talking about right there. I got one hand clap. Look at that lady. I can't get no help, man. My God. I can't get no help. We want chivalry. We want you to look nice. We want you to be coordinated. What are you talking about? We want you to be a lady. Glory to God. And when real ladies show up, a mother can walk in and you see men, don't cuss around her. Don't do that. The other men, don't, wait a minute, man. You're going too far with that. That's what I like to see. Wait a minute, man. You're going, listen, calm that down. I'm in the barbershop, man, and this, you know, sometimes the barber's just going off. Then the barber pulled me around, man, Bishop, I'm sorry. Oh, my God, man. But see, be who you are, right? You shouldn't be doing this anyway, selling out like that. I stopped going to the barbershop because a man was selling out on me. I was up in there, man. And he was, man, that man down in Trooperville, bump that man. I ought to bust him in his mouth. I was sitting right there. I was reading the newspaper, but I'm alpha. You want to bust who? You think I'm going to let you bust me? You think I'm made like that? I wasn't born like that. I'm not that kind of man. I don't start it, but I finish it, man. Listen to me. I don't play that, man. I got quiet, though. I'm sitting there. I got quiet. And the barber said, man, cut that down, man. You're going too far with that. Oh, no, he going out, selling out. All because his mother admired me. His mother said, man, Bishop, fuck that. Man, he put on his pants like me because he's never been around a strong man. So he's got a hatred with his own father and he pulls it on me. Don't like to hear nobody else. Some men are like that. They come in the house. You say something about your pastor, they got to say something negative. Or flip the women just to get back at the pastor. That's how it works. Y'all don't understand, but I'm telling you what goes on. They want to be admired. That's what they do. So this is what this man does. I pulled out my paper. He saw my face. The man pulled him around. I looked him in the face for about a minute until he looked away. Then I folded my stuff and I walked out. And that's why I don't go to the barber shop. But I started to go. We have a barber here. He cuts my hair. I go to the barber shop. Man was selling out, right? He was selling out. Not on me, but he was just selling out. And I told the barber, I said, I remember a time when you would have challenged him. I'm glad that you're holding your peace. Because sometimes God works it out. When he flipped me around, he said, Bishop, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were sitting here. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have been cussing like that. And he's not a member of our church or anything. He's just one of the barbers. But when I go in, they all give me dap. I say, heads up. They all, hey, what's up? Any blessings for us? I say, let brotherly love continue. Man, that was powerful. We were just arguing. Some of us wanted to quit. And that word just helped us to come together. That's what happens in the barbershop, right? I'm just telling you what goes on, right? The man turns around and he says, I'm sorry, you know. I said, take down this number and give me a call. I'd like to speak to you directly. He said, yes, sir. Took down the church number and we're going to talk. I'm not even going to talk about his cussing. That's just the shade. Let's go deeper. To endurance. Were you built to last? You're selling out with your mouth, but really out of the abundance of the heart. So I can look at what's in your heart in abundance, it comes out your mouth. I'm not looking at what comes out your mouth. That's second. It's what's in your heart in abundance. It's packed with foolishness. That's what we need to clean out. Then we got consistency, built to last. Consistency is key. Number three is longevity. Longevity, not short time, long time. Longevity, long suffering. And number four, stability after elevation. Anybody can be stable as they're getting examined for elevation, but can you remain stable after you reposition? Once you hold a position. You ever seen some people work real hard until they get promoted, then they don't want to come to work? Interview powerful, man, the best person ever, but all of a sudden now don't want, just lazy, just, I got it now. What's the next thing? Because the whole thing is just to get there, but you don't have the acumen to stay there. The ability to stay there. I believe the Lord is leading me to teach how we remain faithful.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Staying Authentic After Becoming, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Attention new believers, registration is open for the Believers Enrichment Spiritual Training Best Class. Sign up today using the TR app, website, or by scanning the QR code in the foyer. Classes will begin soon, so reserve your spot now. Email best@truthreveal.org for more information. Ready, set, activate. Youth and young adults ages 15 to 20, get involved with the Career and College Prep Ministry on Saturday, May 23rd at 10 a.m. in the TR Palm Bay Campus Fellowship Hall for the Summer Job Prep Workshop. This interactive event includes hands-on activities, career coaching, practical resources, and helpful giveaways to help build confidence and prepare for real workplace opportunities.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.